the 48 Kinyanei HaTorah, the Samach Tet. Shalom bein haguf l'neshama. Peace between the guf and the neshama.
Mother.
Half an
hour. Whose is this? Yours. That's impressive, man. That's very impressive. Wow. Can I add new three new ones every day? That's impressive. How many did you get here? 77. That's not a bad start. Yeah, not a bad start. Not a bad start. Let's see how many of the other guys come down today with a list. That's impressive. No, I gave a shiur yesterday. We were in the Memchis Borim. We got a bit sidetracked with a kasha of one of the Bochum said, yeah, we can't define emotions, you know. It's talking about being happy. So what's happy? So one of the boys said, we can't define happiness. They walked straight into a trap, because if the Torah mechayev you to do something, you better define it for you. So I gave the shiur yesterday on what's happiness, define happiness and whatever. So I gave the guys an exercise to do. I told them to write down all their pleasures. You ever done that? Sit down for half an hour and write down all your pleasures. Because the definition of happiness is what? An emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. We've got an enormous amount of pleasures, right? Why don't they make us feel happy? Because we don't take time out to enjoy it. We're always looking for new pleasures, to stop and take pleasure from the pleasures you've got, right? So the trick is, what you've got to do is you ask the audience, you ask the person you're speaking to, tell me three pleasures you've had today. No, Arab, three pleasures. One.
Eden.
Yeah, it's fine, good. No, Yaakov. Pleasure you had today.
Finished the project in the morning.
Finished the project in the morning. Very good. Ezra.
Woke up.
You woke up. Very good. Excellent. Good pleasure, right? So what you've got to do is you've got to focus the guy's attention, right? You had a hard time thinking of a pleasure. You came up with something physical. You came up with something a little bit in the creative world or whatever. Nothing terribly spiritual. Sometimes the guy'll say, yeah, I had a good Shmon Esrei. Whatever. Yeah, at the end of the day. Bottom line is like this. Can you see? You see? Yeah. When was the last time you took pleasure from your sight? I'm not talking about that you had gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can see and you're not blind. That's what I'm talking about. That's part of it, but I'm isolating this. When was the last time you went down and you made an effort to just enjoy seeing? Never, right? But you seeing a pleasure? You sharing a pleasure? When was the last time you took pleasure from just sharing? Anything, even a bad noise. The pleasure to be able to hear? Yeah? When was the last time you took pleasure from your toenail? Ever lost a toenail? It's not so pleasurable. So having a toenail is a pleasure. Yeah, okay, you've got to be a little bit more of a connoisseur to enjoy a toenail, but you get it? Hearing, seeing, speaking, tasting. So some of the basic five senses. Right? When was the last time you took pleasure from the fact that you have children? Or that you have a roof over your head? When was the last time you took pleasure from, etc., etc., etc.? So the job here to focus your attention is to take a piece of paper, sit down in a room on your own for an hour, half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. One Bocha thought that if he would sit alone with himself for half an hour, he'd have a nervous breakdown. So I suggest he doesn't do it for half an hour. He was mamish, but I might start getting edgy or whatever. I said, you'll get edgy, what's the problem? No one ever died from getting edgy. He had a real problem, the thought of being alone, sitting for half an hour, actually trying to do this, you know. Anyway, sit down for half an hour and write down all the pleasures you've got. That was a challenge I gave the guys yesterday. The Bobby's coming here with a list of 77 things. I don't need them, by the way. I mean, you can hold on to it. Right? The first 15 minutes goes quite quickly, and then it starts trickling out the last 5 minutes. Your mum's clutching to come up with new ideas. But they're there. You can get to the hundreds.
It doesn't always come down to thanking
Hashem
in the end, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not saying there's nothing in you. I don't know, but this will really get your Koros HaTov going. I'll show you how. Take your list now. Let's say you come up with 100 pleasures you have, right? Prioritize them. If you had to choose between seeing and hearing, which one would you want? Which one's more important to you, right? So you write that, seeing, hearing, seeing, whatever works for you, right? Da 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 da. Now prioritize that whole list. That's a couple months work. That's not going to happen overnight. Give yourself 15, 20 minutes a day to this exercise, yeah? If your feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't overwhelm you by the fact that, hey, wait a minute, I can see and hear. If I had to choose, I would choose steering over hearing. But there's not a place of living without hearing, yeah? And I can hear, well, but this is going to lead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything has to lead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's another sugya. I'm not even discussing HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. I'm just simply going out and taking pleasure, just enjoying seeing. Did you ever have a cup of coffee and you enjoyed it? So what did you enjoy about it? The taste. What about the taste? Was it the sugar? Was it the milk? Was it the smooth? Was it the aroma? What about the coffee did you enjoy? I drank coffee, it was delicious. Thank you, darling, and off you go. Where did you take time out to really enjoy the coffee? These wine tasting guys, we know who's been from the wine tasting guys, yeah? These guys, they're professional, they're connoisseurs in 180 taste buds in his mouth, and he knows what each one's doing with the taste and the flavors, and the guy spent his life studying how to enjoy a bit of wine. So we should be connoisseurs of life, of spiritual life, the same way. If you have a cup of coffee, if you don't enjoy the cup of coffee, you're supposed to enjoy it. You drink it anyway, you might as well enjoy it, no? Yeah.
Are we allowed to enjoy
the aroma
of someone else's coffee? Is that like taking something away from it? I mean,
you're enjoying the smell of his coffee. So the Gewaldige Meister, very clever story that answers your question. There was a poor Yid that used to walk past the rich Yid's kosher delicatessen butchery every morning on his way to work, right? And he used to stand outside and he used to smell, you know, the beautiful smell of the smoked pastrami and the smell that comes out of a bakery shop in the morning, whatever, yeah? And the owner of the shop got cross with us or whatever. The guy stands outside smelling my stuff and he never buys anything, you see? That's it. He says, Dankele, from tomorrow I'm charging you 2 rubles to stand outside my shop and smell my goods, you see? So he gives you a sugar. First of all, I can't afford it. And then second of all, what do you mean? That's it. You're going to the Rob Dintoria. So they go up to the Rob hears both their stories, tuck them back and forth, or whatever. He turns out to Yankele, he says, Yankele, do you have 2 rubles? So Yankele's almost like, yeah, but I needed to get to work, whatever. He says, give me the 2 rubles. Yankele's like, his mama's cross. What do you mean? Can you do the Rob asked him? So he gives the Rob the 2 rubles. The Rob puts the 2 rubles in a leather bag, yeah? And he says to the shop owner, he says, yeah, you can listen to the coin shaking. You get it? How do you pay someone for smelling something? So you listen to his money rattling. No, you're not getting it. That's good. You got to get the message? Of course you can smell somebody else's coffee. What are you depriving him of? You can't take away something from somebody else. If you're smelling the coffee, it's going to deprive him of his smell. Yeah, then why do you can't? What do you mean? Smell? You don't make a broch on smell that you... You want your perfume track, you don't make a broch on that smell. The aroma of coffee, the aroma of a cooked coffee, you don't make a smell on that. On coffee, smell it. You smell the coffee beans itself, you make a brocha. Instant coffee, I've got a bit of a shala because I don't know how much real coffee there is in there. I don't know what brocha you would make. A nice and rare Pavis or whatever, there's not Pavis in there.
Like ground coffee, you would?
Ground coffee for sure, yeah, if it's ground coffee. But instant coffee, I don't know how much coffee there is in instant coffee today. A lot of it's chicory or whatever. I don't exactly know what they put in there. I'm not saying you can't, we'll have to find out. I don't know, I never let the lockers put. But coffee itself, yeah, funny you make a broch on that. But you can't, well, you're going to sue me because I smelt your coffee? Fine, I'll pay you. You can listen to my money. You know? I'm not causing you a loss. But forget about the other guy's coffee. When did you enjoy the smell of your coffee? This is a big sugar, it's a very important sugar. If you don't know how to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got, you're not going to enjoy your wife, you're not going to enjoy your family, you're not going to enjoy the coffee your wife makes you, she's going to be pogaya. This is a big, big sugar. This is a big, big sugar. You better get it right. Do it for free, or you one day you have to pay somebody to go through the sugya with you to make you happy, you know, because you're miserable. Anyway, so that's it. So you came up with a list of about 77 things. No, not a bad start. Keep going. My kids did the same. My kids do this. We did this years ago. I remember the twins walking around like with their eyes closed, bumping into the walls, so like get a feel for what it would be like. They were trying to decide if it's better to see or hear. So they blindfolded themselves and walked around hearing, and then they blocked their ears and walked around seeing until they were there. We don't have to go that far. So we don't have to, the kuntia is not, I'm grateful that I can see, and I walk around blind and go back to sleep because I'm grateful. The kuntia is just enjoying your sight. Not enjoying the fact that you can see. There's not taking pleasure from the pleasures you've got. It's having a constant tell you that you can see. I'm talking about actually going and enjoying seeing. Don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Whatever else it is, it's got to be something that you enjoyed. You enjoyed the meal. What did you enjoy about the meal? No?
Taste.
The taste. What about the taste?
I don't know.
So no, you asked the wine taster. What did you enjoy about this wine? Yeah, the taste. Yeah. What about it? I don't know. You get fired on the spot. Yeah. There's no connoisseur drinks wine. The wine taster can tell you 73 reasons why he liked that wine. Get a grip on. Become aware. Bring the miller used to speak about the salad. You see, with this plate of salad in front of you, you could speak for an hour about the beauty of the salad. Just the colours and the. So enjoy your thoughts, enjoy looking at the salad. Look at the world, go outside, you know, there's beautiful things to see. But the Nakuriya is taking pleasure from the pleasures you already have. We have so much pleasure, we have so many beautiful things in our lives, we don't take an effort to enjoy them. Needs constant chizuk, have to keep reminding yourself. Anyway, that's, we'll see you later when we do, I can't remember which way it is, there's two. There's Samach Bechelkoi, which is this sugya a little bit, and then there's Basimcha, which we'll see, is another one of the Memphis Dvarim. Is you can't be kanya tohu without getting the sugya here. That's one of the happiness guy, Reb Nach used to call it. Comes to Yeshiva for a month, I'll teach you how to be happy. Not worth $10,000? Yeah, how much would you pay for it? He used to trick guys, eh? Yes, he was clever. He used to say to a guy, tell me something, what's more important to you? Be happy or rich? Who do you think you're talking to? Of course it's more important to be happy than rich. What do you think? I'm one of these capitalistic money grabbers. So God says, so no, you come to the yeshiva, you come, you sign up, you spend the money, I'll teach you to be happy. No, I've got to go to Greece. You've got to go to Greece? Why you got to go to Greece? No, I've got a ticket to go to Greece. I want my world tour. You know, Israel finished next week, I've got a ticket, I'll go to Greece. He said, no, so you cancel the ticket. Never heard of canceling a ticket. You're going to be the first guy that cancelled the ticket. You postpone the ticket, you go to Greece in a month or a week, what difference does it make? No, I can't, I'm meeting friends there. I have no way of letting them know that I'm not going to be late, you know. They'll be worried about me, yeah? You say to him, it's a real chaval. He says, well, what do you mean? He says, no, you see, we the American government and us, we have a deal. The Americans are very concerned, there's a lot of suicide and there's a lot of crime and whatever. And they understand that happy people don't do that kind of stuff, right? So we're doing an experiment. We're working together with State Department. We're doing this experiment, you know, on working out, like we're doing market research survey on happy people or whatever. And I'm authorized to give anybody who signs up for this 1 month course $10,000. You see, so Chabad, you can't take the money. But I says, what do you mean? Where do I sign up? He says, what do you mean? You've got to get a Greece. He says, to heck with Greece. He says, one second, I understand. You told me that it's more important to be happy than rich, right? $10,000 isn't even rich. There's not a lot of money, really. Yeah? When I offered you happiness, you weren't prepared to sign up, yeah? I offered you $10,000 to heck with Greece. What happened to you? Yeah, you get it? Yeah, you point out to the guy. I'm sugar. He's possibly safe. If you do that to guys all the time. Yeah, where do I sign up? I said, what do you mean? You've got to go to Greece. You're out of here next week, right? Well, to heck with Greece. For $10,000, but happiness, you see, don't, you really, money's more important to you than being happy. That's the nukuda that comes across the guy. I never stop to think who he really is. Of course, yeah, it's much more important to be happy than rich. But when it comes to Maisa, who are you? Anyway, the call of the Meshi'if and the Gadlis. Every Jew, every person has an aspiration to be great. And whatever he does, he has an aspiration to be great. It's built into the system. If you don't see it, so the guy becomes sick. Every human being has built into him a hunger when he doesn't have enough food in his tummy, right? You get people that are sick, they lose their appetite. You can get a situation where God doesn't have a sheep to be great anymore. That's not because he's normal. It's because he's ill. He's lost his appetite. And often writes in the Zakha is by Rocha Atzmit. Writes in Litkadem, Litcho, Betoyim, Lefamim, Afil, Leshonet, Et Haolam. We want to merit our own personal uniqueness. We want to advance. We want to choose to be good. We always want to be making the right decisions. We don't want to make these mistakes we keep making. And sometimes we even want to change the world. You even get a sense sometimes that, hey man, I want to do something big with my life. But because there's vanu koyach negdi, but at the same time there's this opposing force. Shekayolainu litchamek ma'achrayut. That keeps trying to get us to renege on our responsibilities. Likanes lamita ulehitkarbel mitachas lesmicha, and to curl up and cuddle up in the corner like a puppy dog. This is desiring us to just go to sleep. But then lochal loyim loyimer sheachayim yafim. Generally, we kind of have a habit of saying that life is beautiful, yeah? Life's beautiful. Aval yesh b'neinu anoshim rabim shelo magishim kach. A lot of people that don't feel that. הרגשות שלהם מונעים מהם את האפשרות להנות מהחיים. The feelings and the emotions and whatever drag them down and don't let them enjoy from life. Hey, מסתובבים ועוברים את חייהם בהגושר שחיים גדולים עליהם. Life is too big for me. They walk around with this like this overwhelmed feeling. כמה קשה לחיות. You know how hard it is to live? To live, life's hard, life's hard. You'll see how things are going there. But it's shvei. Life's hard, life's hard, life's difficult, life's kasher. Yeah, you hear it all the time, man. גם בך קיימת נקודת מאבק פנימית משלך. You've also got this. מלחמה going on inside of you. מצא טוב ונסה לברק. Go find this נקודת המחלוקת. This מלחמה that's taking place inside of each one of us. Each one of us has this נקודה where there's a מחלוקת taking place. Go find it and clarify. מה אתה באמס רוצה? לעומת מה שמתחשק לך. What do you really want as opposed to what do you feel like? Yeah, we often want something, but we feel like something else. Nigidoyt zu hi amavak shebein aguf hagashmi ubein aneshom haruchnis. This milchama between what I want and what I feel like is the milchama between the neshom and the guf. It's really where we live. We're that little something that lives somewhere between the neshom and the guf. And there are these tuggings in opposite directions, and you have to continue to choose whose back you want to ride on. כשאתה מזה את נקודת החיכוך, תוכל לגלות בכל זמן נשוי מי מדבר אליך, הגוף הנשמה. If you do this properly, you're going to clarify this נקודה, you'll always know who's talking to you. Is this your goof or your neshama talking to you? The guy that's telling you that there's another shachris in half an hour, you don't have to get out of bed. Who's that? The goof or the neshama? Pretends to be the goof.
It depends.
No, it pretends to be the neshama.
It
really depends. Oh, it depends on what?
I'm saying because of the circumstances.
We all understand how to be the goof, right? Trying to delay you from going to double.
Yeah,
how could you ever be the neshama?
Okay, because if the guy slept 4 hours, he knows that half an hour is going to give him more cost to come learn the shiva in the morning. Then for him, it's the neshama.
Oh, so if he's 100% objective and he knows that's true, yeah, and he can hear that's the voice of his neshama talking, he said 100%. But it could be the goof talking, trying to confuse him, right?
Yeah.
We've heard the goof saying that many times. The Yetzirah comes along and says that you could daven much better if you daven half an hour. What's the rush? You went to bed so late last night. So, how do you know who it is? You're right. Could be the neshama saying, listen, another 15 minutes you could daven a much better Shmoneh Esrei. So you have to know yourself very well. You have to know the voices. You have to know who it is. The goof often comes to you and speaks to you as though he's you. Like, we identify with our goofs much more than our neshamas. Yeah? I need more rest. Who's I? Is that the goof talking or is that you talking? Is that the neshama talking? Neshama never needs rest. That's why this exercise is so important, so that you can clarify who's talking here. Kach tuchal lichret v'derech hanachayna ul'vchor b'toiv. In such a way, you'll always be able to choose by good. You won't always be able to choose the good. But you'll be much more equipped to be able to know who's talking and therefore choose the right path over the wrong path. Hatzad abo yeh lahashlim bein aguf lanashoma. Haderech hakala v'yoyse hi kemuvan levateh al shifas ha'itlaut shalacha. How do you mistadeh with this internal mochama going on, right? So the one way is just mevateh and give up your aspirations to be great. And allow the goof to rule over your sheifas. But he actually not et achayim al adrochim hanochois gavad. You can't build a life just on the pleasantries of life. Yeah, sometimes you've got to do stuff that's uncomfortable. The lo mobil l'shum makom v'gam b'sof titcharet shebachat b'derech el ha'abdot. It doesn't get you anywhere. And eventually you regret it. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. You took the easy path once or whatever. You had a Muhammad, you chose the wrong path. You regret it at the end of the day that I took the quick stimulation over the long-term benefit. Alecha ledaat she'a'uvde she'rayon musyayim goyim lecha la'agish shelo banoach adayin lo omere she'rayon lo nachon avocha. Just because the idea that's being offered to you doesn't feel so comfortable, it's not going to be so pleasant, it's not a right, but it's the wrong path. I sit here often with guys, right? And I describe for them objectively a correct approach to a certain thing, right? or an exercise or whatever, and the response is, it can't be, it's too hard.
Means
hard means that it can't be, if it's hard, it can't be right. That's a very 21st century problem. Yeah. My grandmother knew that it doesn't, because it's hard doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It could be easy and wrong, it could be hard and right. Hard and easy have nothing to do with right and wrong. Today, hard is that's the definition of good or bad. If it's hard, it's bad. If it's easy, it's good. How did that mix up come about? Where do we get so confused? That we started defining, you know, what's good and bad by what's hard and easy. That's the American dream, no? Huh?
Sesame Street,
yeah? Kashelish bo haragalim. It's hard to break this habit, by the way. V'kol shino v'ishiyot afilu chiyuvi alul la'afchid aval ze kedai. Even positive things, that even a positive change can sometimes be very scary, but it's kedai. Ma ata amadif liyot ashi o mosha. What do you prefer? To be rich or... Oh, here he comes. This is Mamashiach, Rosh Hashanah. I haven't lived this one. I've seen the notes many times. But yeah, the story that I brought on the, where he talks to the guy, here it is, yeah, the $10,000 story is Mamash right here. So we can leave it out, he did it already. Anyway, now he's going to, it's Mamash, Bukhsha Kavantia, it's a Gavarach Satin Ishmael. Ma'ata Ma'adif, Lyoit Ashir or Musha, what do you want to be? Rich or happy? Understand it? Nanir Shata Ma'adif, Lyoit Musha, you want to be happy, right? Ashab Demien is Du Asir Chabo. Look at this dialogue now that we spoke about earlier, right? Come, I'll teach you how to be happy, right? All you want to do is want to change, I'll teach you how to be happy, right? Oh, come on, you want to change, I want to change. But I can't right now because I'm going to go to yeshiva next week, right? He's going to yeshiva, he's got a tzaddik. Adar was going to Greece, right? Okay, you can see the difference between for Baal Tshuvas, you see. Okay, באמת, אני מוכן לשלם לך $10,000 לשבוע בשביל לעבוד על ההרשה. I'll give you $10,000 a week to work on this, right? מצוין, איפה נשומם? Where are you from? Yeah, no, מעניין. חשבתי שאתה לא יכול עכשיו, but you couldn't now, right? נוח לנו להסתתר מאחור הטיעונים הגיוניים. Let's have a look and see what's going on behind this machlokes between the guy who wants to be happy but really wants the $10,000 and therefore he doesn't want to be happy, right? אני עלול לצאת מדייתי מרוב מחשבות על מהוס החיים. I'm going to go out of my mind. I'm going to lose my mind if I have to think about life too much, right? Don't bother with all the details. Don't get on life. You're thinking too much, right? אין לי סיכוי להצליח. Another one is, I'm never going to do this. You know, I'm never going to be מצליח and do this game. ומה לי אפשר לעשות עם זה שום דבר? בכלל לא אכפת לי. חבל על הזמן. All these negative words that when we come up with a good idea, we always got these words in the back of my head saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't, go the easy way. Yeah? You've got a guy going mountain climbing, he's going to climb Everest, right? So he's going up and it's hard, right? It comes along a little voice in his head and says, why don't you go the easy way? He says, what's the easy way? There's an easy way. He says, yeah, why don't you go back down the way you came? Get it? I'm trying to climb Everest. What does the Eight Sahara say? There's an easy way to climb Mount Everest. Just go back to base camp. But I'm not climbing Mount Everest. Maybe you said it was too hard. So go the easy way. But I want to climb Mount Everest. But you said it was too hard. That's machlokes. It goes on inside of us. Yeah, but you're never going to get there anyway. You'll get halfway and then who knows, you could die there as well. Go back. What are you trying to be like? Yeah, you're not the first person that did this anyway. If you're the first person, fine, I understand the risk. But plenty of people have climbed Mount Everest. What is the big deal? So you'll finish us. Big deal. Plenty of people finish us. Well, you went to the Shema Shas, the Shema Shas. Hundreds of people finish us. Balabati finish us. So what's the big deal? You're gonna learn every day 4 hours? You'll go out of your mind. Like this kid yesterday. He's going to sit for half an hour and write down all his pleasures. He's going to go nuts. And to prescribe him a 10-minute Seder. Because half an hour, they go mad. חזר מלמדים אותנו שהאדם אינו חייטה אלא ברגע של אי שאיפוס. The person only sins, חזר תלס, and say to דחקים על הרד א', when a person lacks aspiration. אם כך, לפחות תהיה מדוע לכך שאתה צריך לשמור על עירונות ולהיזהר. השגרון הוא האויב שלך. This משוגעת כעת, to make you feel small, that's your enemy, that's what's going to get you down. אם תסתה מהדרך, אתה לא לשלם על כך בסוף הנסיעה. But תסתה, if you veer off the path, then you're going to pay a big price at the end of the journey. No, that's already להשתנות, you want to change? מה יש לי לך נגד שינוי? What do you have against change? גלה את נקודה הדחייה הפנימי של הגוף. Go find that inner resistance of the goof to change. אנחנו כל כך עצלנים, we're so lazy. הגוף רוצה לך לישון, אני לא רוצה להשתנות. The goof says, I just want to sleep, I don't want to change. Don't leave me alone, don't leave come ככה, I'm happy the way I am. נוח לי בעצמוס הדיכונות שלי, I'm happy with my sadness and my depression. Leave me alone. All right, let's stop. Thank you.